So Amazon's saying this morning it's going to lay off about 14,000 corporate employees as it restructures for the AI era, marking the latest move in a multi-year effort to streamline operations and shift resources toward its biggest bets, including generative AI. Now, in a blog post, Amazon's HR chief, Beth Galetti, said that the cuts are aimed at reducing layers and bureaucracy so that the company can move faster. She called AI the most transformative technology since the internet and said Amazon needs to be leaner to keep pace. The company has about 350,000 corporate employees, meaning that the confirmed cuts affect roughly 4% of that workforce. But what I will say is that those layoffs are expected to become the largest corporate job cuts in Amazon's history. Reuters reporting the total could go as high as 30,000. And the company did signal this morning that more layoffs are likely in the year ahead, even as it continues hiring in key strategic areas. It was also just this June that CEO Andy Jassy warned AI adoption would lead to fewer roles in some parts of the business.
Very good. It's a lot of management, Mackenzie. Sounds for especially for a company that you think of as, you know, pretty well run and lean and mean. I don't. What were they all doing? I don't get it. But it's definitely AI related, is it not?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of internal efficiencies through generative AI tech and that affect internal workflows. But then, crucially, look at cuts at Microsoft, 15,000 people. Now we're talking about 14,000 at Amazon, potentially more. These are the two main hyperscalers. They have committed to spend around $120 billion in this fiscal year on build out, a lot of that having to do with servicing their AI customers. So we're going to see what their CapEx numbers are when they report just this week, Thursday.